Jonathan Green is wearing many hats at 31 years of age, educator, social worker, activist, and a law school graduate.
I do have a law degree. I don't have the license to actually practice law, but that was intentional as I went to law school to learn the legal system so that way I could see how to best help people and apply it on more of a practical level.
One of the reasons he's jumping into the race for City Hall, he says, is a desire to make a difference.
Part of that is going after things that I prepared for and worked for. And part of that is just to bring everything that I've learned throughout my experiences and things that I've seen in the community and being able to really build and be able to grow the community so that way we can work together.
Among other issues, Green's campaign is focusing on better public safety through community policing and setting up restorative justice programs.
So that way we can reduce recidivism rates by having victims of crime as well as offenders of crime working more together so that way we can see what the root cause of those elements are so that way we can eradicate as much crime as possible.
Another pet issue is education, specifically having more resources available, which Green contends is another way to reduce recidivism rates and get people back to work and in turn becoming more self-sufficient through job training. Green has participated in a number of protests as an advocate of both human and civil rights. One high-profile issue is what to do with Pensacola's Confederate monuments. Rather than taking them down, he wants to move them to a park of their own.
Where we relocate to one general area downtown that would make it more of a historical legacy for people that is part of their heritage. It would draw that tourism, but also be able to better utilize those properties in which those figures are situated.
Go to Jonathan Green's personal website and you'll be greeted with an elegant opening page proclaiming that he has the heart of a revolutionary.
The difference between a revolutionary and a rebellion is that a rebellion is a failed revolution, whereas a revolution is a successful rebellion. Everything we do in this day and age, in a sense, is revolutionary. So to be 31 and in a position like I'm in, that in itself is revolutionary to be able to stand and advocate for people.
Green entered the mayoral race in May, kicking off his first political campaign. He was asked about the pluses and minuses of a neophyte stumping for office.
The best thing, I wake up every morning and I tell myself, even before I get to the mirror, that you can be mayor. And I tell myself the work that you do today and the effort that you put in will determine the success and outcomes of you and tomorrow.
One of the hardest parts, says Green, is not getting discouraged.
Part of that discouragement, so to speak, is you wonder if you're doing the right thing since this is your first political campaign, and knowing that you want to run it as grassroots level as possible and get people passionate about politics and being involved, knowing that they have a voice.
With just a few weeks before the August 28th primary, Green's campaign strategy in the six-player field will continue to be what he's been doing since getting into the race. Reaching out and connecting with people.
Inviting people out to the mayoral forums, knocking on doors, putting my shoes to the ground. You come across a lot of people that hearing them talking, the love that they have for their community and seeing what the issues are, explaining your vision and just seeing the hope that fills in a person's eye because it's the same hope that I feel inside.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.